Adam and Eve, a story of choices and consequences. Have you ever made a decision that seemed small but ended up changing everything? That's exactly what happened with Adam and Eve. Their story isn't just about the beginning of the world, it's about free will, choices and their consequences. Let's dive in. In the very beginning, God created a perfect world. He made the sky, the oceans, the land, the plants, the sun, the moon, and every animal. But something was missing: people. So God created Adam, the first man, from the dust of the ground and breathed life into him. Then he placed Adam in a paradise called the Garden of Eden, a place with everything he needed to live and thrive. But something was still missing. God said, "It's not good for man to be alone." So he created Eve, the first woman, from Adam's side to be his companion. Together they had everything they could ever want. They were free to explore, care for the animals, and enjoy the beauty of creation. But most importantly, they had a relationship with God. They walked with him, talked with him, and lived in perfect harmony. There was just one rule. In the middle of the garden, God placed two special trees, the tree of life, which represented eternal life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they were told not to eat from. God gave them a clear command: "You may eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you will surely die." It was a simple rule, but it was also a test of trust. Would they listen to God, or would they decide for themselves what was right and wrong? One day, Eve was near the forbidden tree when she heard a voice. It was the serpent, a creature used by God to test her. "Did God really say you can't eat from this tree?" the serpent asked. Eve replied, "Yes. God said we must not eat it, or even touch it, or we will die." But the serpent smirked. "You won't die. God knows that if you eat it, you'll become like him, knowing good and evil." Eve looked at the fruit. It was beautiful, it looked delicious, and it promised wisdom. For the first time, she started to wonder, "Is God keeping something from me?" She reached out, took the fruit, and ate it. Then she gave some to Adam, and he ate it too. In that moment, everything changed. The moment they ate the fruit, Adam and Eve's eyes were opened, but not in the way they expected. Suddenly they felt guilt and shame. They looked at themselves and realized they were naked. Before they had felt no shame, but now they felt exposed. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaves, but no matter what they did, they couldn't undo what they had done. Then they heard God's voice in the garden. "Adam, where are you?" Adam and Eve hid. For the first time, they were afraid of God. Sin had created a barrier between them and him. When God asked what happened, Adam blamed Eve. "The woman you gave me, she gave me the fruit." Eve blamed the serpent. "The serpent deceived me." But no excuse could undo their decision. They had chosen to disobey God, and now they had to face the consequences. Because of their sin, life in the garden was over. The serpent was cursed. It would crawl on its belly forever. And one day, a future descendant of Eve would crush its head, a prophecy about Jesus. Eve would experience pain in childbirth, a reminder of the broken world sin had caused. Adam would struggle to grow food. Work would become hard and exhausting. Death entered the world. One day, their bodies would return to the dust. Then God did something unexpected. Instead of leaving Adam and Eve in their shame, he made clothes for them from animal skins. This was the first time something had to die because of sin, a picture of the sacrifice that would one day be made for all humanity. Then God sent them out of the Garden of Eden, placing an angel with a flaming sword at the entrance so they could never return. If they ate from the tree of life now, they would live forever in their sinful state. Adam and Eve's story isn't just about the first sin, it's about every choice we make. Do we trust God, or do we think we know better? Do we take responsibility for our actions, or do we blame others? Do we try to cover up our mistakes, or do we turn to God for forgiveness? Even though Adam and Eve failed, God's plan didn't end there. He promised that one day a Saviour would come, Jesus Christ, to fix what sin had broken. So what can we learn from the story of Adam and Eve? God gives us free will. He won't force us to obey him, but our choices have real consequences. Temptation is tricky. The serpent didn't make Eve sin. He just made her question God. We must be careful not to let doubts lead us away from God's truth. Sin separates us from God. Just like Adam and Eve had to leave the garden, sin puts distance between us. If you found this story helpful, try listening to some of the other Bible stories.